The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
You're listening to The Netball Show with Flyhawk. I'm Chloe, and today I have the privilege of being joined by none other than South African international and Celtic Dragons shooter, Lefebvre Radaman. Lefebvre, how are you today?
I'm very good, thank you so much. And you, Chloe?
Yeah, no, I'm doing very well. Pleasure to talk to you. I think the best place to start, if you don't mind, is with the Quad Series. You are on our TVs playing for South Africa. Obviously, you finished fourth in the table. What would you say that you guys learned from that experience? Because it was ages since we'd had international netball, and it was back and it was brilliant, but it was also, you know, really interesting in the lead up to our Commonwealth Games.
Yeah, I think it was great for us to compete against the best in the world. And I think for us, it's just knowing that we work hard, but we need to like work extra harder. And I think we had a slow start, but every game it just got better, and it showed us that we are capable of doing this and playing against the best in the world. And we just need to, be strong from the first minute and just focus and give everything we got, because we can do it. I think we just maybe had a slow start of the series, but every game we learned a lot, and everyone was so eager to just get better every time we played the next game. So that's just awesome from the team for being so eager to learn. Yeah.
And then that final game against New Zealand was thrilling. Like, it was, I remember being in the copper box watching that, and I think you had probably the entirety of London behind you guys, backing you all the way. It was a real,
was just amazing. That game was, I think, one of the highlights of my netball career. Just like, we should have won that game, but it's fine. It's fun. It's how you learn. And it was just amazing what we accomplished in like 2 weeks, and in four, like, I think it was like 5 or 6 days that we played four or five days, and just how we set out the next day, because we played them the day, and then the next day it was the bronze medal game, and that was just amazing how we improved a lot since in 24 hours. And now everyone was saying that, and the crowd and everything was just amazing. So that was just a really great game.
Yeah, and do you guys feel that there's a certain pressure on you, maybe back home, given that you guys have got hosting duties next year for the World Cup?
Yeah, I think the pressure is definitely on, because we want to be on that podium, and the pressure is on, so yeah.
As much as you guys improved, obviously not picking up a win, was there a bit of a backlash, or were there criticism, or is that just something you ignore and move, because you know very well the circumstances were that it was pandemic, Omicron, and you know, you guys were missing some of your key players as well.
Yeah.
You know, I guess there's balance to be struck, but I wonder how you're received back in South Africa.
You always get people who are negative and will say, you know, bad things and whatever. And then you get people who are supportive and who knows maybe a bit more about netball and who's always positive and believes in us. So what other people are saying about us, we can't control. We can just go out and give our best. And we work hard and just don't listen to the bad stuff people are saying and just focus on the good things, because it's not going to help us if we focus on the negative things at all.
And Commonwealth Games, is that something you're hoping to make?
Yes, that is definitely something I'm hoping to make. So, yeah, I'm not sure when our team will be announced, but it will be a dream come true.
And in the meantime, we have the Super League. And how do you feel in terms of, obviously, you've just had the quad and now you're playing in the league. How do the two compare? And do you think this is good preparation for the Commonwealth Games?
Yes, I really enjoy playing the Quad Series, and then at least I think it was like 2 weeks.
There was so little time,
and just going into the Super League, and I really enjoyed that, because it just felt like, I mean, it's game time now. So I really enjoyed how that's the time and how it happened. It wasn't like, oh no, I have to wait a month or two to play netball again. It was just, it just continued. So I really enjoyed that. Yes.
Obviously, you're now at Celtic Dragons, which is so exciting. How are you enjoying it there?
No, I'm really enjoying it. Everyone is just supportive and friendly, and everyone really wants the best and have the same goal. And I love being around. I love being in this environment, so really enjoying it.
Yeah, and you've got Danny Titmus as your head coach, and this is the first time she's ever fronted up a franchise. What is she like? She's one of three new coaches we've got in the league this year. So there's quite a few new personalities to get to know. So do you like her team culture?
Yes, I really like how Dani is. She's just always positive, always smiling, but also a disciplined coach. She knows what she wants. And I like it, someone who's a disciplined coach, someone who wants to bring the best out of me. And I just love her whole personality and just how she coaches. I just feel like I can listen and listen to her. Like I can just listen and listen. I just want to give my everything for her. Now, I really like the culture that she's creating at Dragons. And yeah, I just really love her as a coach and a person as well.
You've obviously partnered up with Georgia Rowe at Goal Shooter, who is the Welsh international as well.
Yeah.
How is that developing?
Yes, I just feel it's getting better and better and better. Mm-hmm. And she's also just a person who wants to work hard and wants to learn, and we're learning from each other. And when I'm speaking to her, she's always open. So I really like that. And I just think we're going to get better and better. Like, no one has seen nothing yet. So, yeah.
Every time we watch Dragons, there's always an improvement, and it feels like you're getting there. And there have been some upsets already in this league. It's been, I think, more unpredictable than some of us were certainly, myself included, thought it was going to be. You know, how do you approach each game? Is it everyone is ready? Like, you're going to take everybody's scalp? Is that the idea?
Yes. Dani just wants us to give our best. She never puts like any pressure on us, and it's always about us and what we can do and what we can control. And it's like everything is within us. I feel like every game that didn't go our way, it's still within us, the decision making and maybe the errors, and like it's everything is in our control to turn it into a better game or to turn it into a win. So that's exciting, and it is coming. It's sometimes I think frustrating, but we still know we are a new team and new players, and we will get there. So that is still a big positive. Yes,
you are captained by the infamous Nia Jones, and she's one of those like Super League legends. Like, she's been around, yeah. But she's also so feisty on court.
Yes.
Well, I wonder what she's like. How do you get on with her?
No, I just love it. And we joke around a lot with each other off the court. But she's a great leader, a great captain. And she just knows what to say when. And she's a great leader and example. And I love being captained by her and just having her as a teammate. And yeah, I really look up to her and looking forward to the rest of the season playing alongside her.
Yeah, because she strikes me like, and I say this as someone that plays wing defense, as the kind of player you love to have on your team, and not the kind of person you want to come up against.
Yes, for sure. Because last year when I played against her, she played goal defense against me, and that was like that was like tough because she was sat on the body, and now it's just nice having her on my team. So she can be on the body and
you get to watch the good bits rather than feeling.
I get to watch and I get to say good job and just be calm and all those things to it. So
what's life like in Wales? Because obviously you were in London before. Is it different?
I also like the architecture and the buildings and everything here. It's still different to London, I would say, but it's still like, you know, England. So Wales and Cardiff is very traditional and the people are just friendly. And I really like where I live. I live in Cardiff Bay and it's so pretty. Yeah, I live with Wanda. So, Vicky and them, to see how they really are looking after us and just wants the best for us. So we are I'm really grateful for that. And so making it feel as much as home as it can be, because it is tough being away from our loved ones. So I'm really grateful for them and just for giving us the best experience here while we're here.
Yeah, because Welsh hospitality is something special, and they are quite special sports fans as well.
Yes. When we played our home game against Rhinos, the crowd was amazing. So I can get you a ticket. Just let me know when you want to come.
I'll get you a ticket. I'm really keen to come to Cardiff because I'd love to see that.
You should. You will love the atmosphere in Sport Wales. And afterwards you can go for a drink. There's a lot of options where you can go and you can have a night out or whatever. So I really think you should come. Just let me know. I'll get you a ticket.
you know what? And everyone else listening, look at that. This sounds like it could be, you know, get to Wales.
Yes, it's such a nice, it's such a lovely place. And it just, yeah, it's really nice. It's different to London. Like every city and place have their different qualities and specialness, you know, about it. So, yeah.
So what about are you looking to focus on yourself this season in terms of improving going forwards? Is there anything in particular like you want to get better at?
Yes, for me, it's just, you know, getting better at my whole game. You can never stop improving and getting better. So for me, it's just as a player as a whole, just getting better and developing and just to be the best I can be for Dragons and then for the Proteas. So that's the, yeah, the main thing.
Everything can be, 1% better, isn't it? 100 things, 1% better.
Yes. Yeah. Sure. And just, yeah, getting stronger physically and mentally as well, because if I would be chosen for Commonwealth, I think that is also, it's tough. I think it's like how many games and 10 days or something. So everything, it's tough. So yeah, but just getting better and improving at all the 1%, is like you just mentioned, like you just said.
I know not every netballer like loves to get super involved in what everyone else is up to, because, you know, there is always something to be said about focusing on yourself and what you guys are doing.
No.
Or are you peeping the competition all the time?
No, when the games are on YouTube, I always watch. And I wish like all the games was on YouTube, because yeah, it will just be nice to see all the games. Now I like to watch all the games. It's so nice to have these home and away games. It's actually my first time experiencing this, because mm-hmm. last year was my first Super League Venus Owls. So and that was like in a pandemic, and it was like just two venues. So I really, really enjoying this home and away games. It's just so nice to see new places, but to just experience how the Venus Owl is. Yeah, how it actually
works. Yeah, yeah. How all the different clubs have like different like home.
Yes, it's nice
and crowds and
yeah.
Yeah, I think I've been really enjoying that. I popped down to see Surrey versus Leeds the other day at Surrey Sports Park. Yeah, it was really nice.
Oh, nice.
It sold out, and it was just like, wow. I definitely would, as you've said, like love to see everything on YouTube. Mm. And one day I hope we get towards that, like full time and home and away games. But yes, there is something to be said to being like in the crowd, on the ground. Like,
oh, yeah, that was amazing. Yes, I was at Thunder and Bath's game, and that was just, it was just so nice to sit like in the ground, feeling like a fan, and just like, you know, seeing Boomza playing and Chadeen playing, and it was just so nice to see them afterwards, giving them a hug and just supporting them and just seeing the quality and good netball game that was just played.
Yeah, so well, awesome. I mean, you preempted my final question. There's a lot of South Africans now dotted across the league in the best possible way. I mean, yeah, like you pointed out, Mweni, who has finally got on the court for Bath, and we've got Mbella is returning as well.
Yes.
You guys, are you quite close?
Yes, I think we are close. We have a WhatsApp group, and it's always nice to check in, because we are still family for each other. We are still missing home together. We are here because of the same reason. So we are supporting each other, and it's always nice to just see your fellow South Africans. So I think we are close, and it was just so nice, you know, giving them a hug. And yeah, it was just, that was really nice and special. So I would say we're close, and we are supportive of each other. We obviously want the best for each other.
Yeah, I mean, because you are literally like all around the country too.
We are all around. So it's so nice, you know, seeing each other. And like next time, I told Jadeen, like, we're friends now, but next time we're not friends, but afterwards we're friends again, or, you know, something like that. Yeah, because, yeah, it's great to see them afterwards and like, how are you doing? And yeah, because we have the same goals, and it's so nice to see someone, you know, and give them a hug.
Yeah, especially after the last 2 years as well, to finally, like, have that.
Yes.
And then I might add another last question.
You can.
Have you got, because if you've been watching all the games, then have you got a player or somebody who's really stood out to you so far? Or you can say multiple people, or you can say, I'll give you a club, if not, anyone that surprised you. I don't want to put you on the spot.
No, I'm just thinking about Nat Metcalf. She was when they played, and when she saw me, she greeted me, and it was just nice, because she always, you see them court, everyone is doing the business, and She really played an awesome game for me. She played wing attack and then she played two quarters, I think, goal attack. And just, you know, it's someone you always, you know, see and watching on TV. And then they actually just say hi to you. I'm like, oh, okay. But, you know, you can't be like that. I just
You're
think
a bit
she was.
Fun.
Yeah, fun. Because it's still, she played in Australia and she plays for England, obviously, as well. But just had a great game. And just, she just comes to mind when you ask that question. So I'm just going to stick with her. And also, for example, the difficulty she had, I mean, her husband now was in England, she was Australia, and just, you know, everyone is still human, but still living out her passions and dreams. And yeah, so I think in a way she stood out, and it's just a name that popped out now. So
it's a beautiful answer.
Yeah.
I mean, we are, I think, very lucky to have her back in the league. Yeah. To have all of our Australian players returning. Yeah. I think it's an excellent answer.
And it just makes this league better and better because this is one of the best leagues in the world, and it's just a privilege to be here and to be part of it.
Oh well, listen, thank you so much. For joining us. It's been really nice to catch up with you. And
thank you so much, Chloe, for having me. And I'm serious about our home game and a ticket. I'm very serious.
No, after this, I'm going to go and plan my future, and we're going to have a day in the diary because I'm definitely going to come to Cardiff. It's going to be brilliant.
Okay, that's good news.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.